Goedemorgen en heel hartelijk welkom bij Hour of Power. We zijn blij dat u en dat jij kijkt naar deze bijzondere uitzending. Een paar weken geleden vertelde dominee Schuller dat hij gebeld was door Evel Knievel. In Amerika is dat voor iedereen een begrip. Het is een stuntman, een stuntcoureur van ongekende hoogte. En hij wilde graag met dominee Schuller wat delen in de Crystal Cathedral. En vandaag is hij dus aanwezig. Dorothy Benham is ook in de Crystal Cathedral. Ze is een gospelzangeres en was vroeger Miss America. En bij Hour of Power Nederland als bijzondere gasten Rien en Diet van der Sijs. 12,5 jaar geleden werden ze in het echt verbonden in de Crystal Cathedral door dominee Schuller. En ze halen herinneringen op. Een hele fijne dienst toegewenst. Wij gaan naar de Crystal Cathedral.
From the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, join Robert Schuller in An Hour of Power, now celebrating our 37th year as the face and voice of positive Christianity to the world.
We have a fabulous morning today. But before I go and explain that to you, let me give you an opportunity to just welcome those who are standing around you, shake their hands and say, God loves you and so do I. Christ is alive today, and his spirit is at work in this place right now, and he's working in your heart. And we have been called here for a purpose and for a reason, and you're going to hear an unbelievable message, not from me, but from Evel Knievel today. My father is going to interview him, and we're going to have former Miss America Dorothy Benham, who's going to be singing for us. Don Newman and the Crystal Cathedral Choir is here. Sean Grubridge is at the magnificent Hazel Wright organ, and we have Mark Riley with the Hour of Power Orchestra. And so we know that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, and we will be glad in it.
Let's go.
Please be seated. Oh, I'm going to share some wonderful words with you this morning. These are the words of Jesus. Hear them. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. I am the light of the world. All who follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. I am the bread of life. All who come to me shall never hunger, and all who believe in me shall never thirst. I am the door. If any enter by me, they will be saved. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. I am the resurrection and the life. All who believe in me, though they may die, they shall live.
Het koor van de Christelijke Kathedraal. En wat kunnen ze fantastisch zingen. Als bijzondere gast heb ik vanmorgen Rien en Diet van der Seys. En die hebben al heel lang een verbintenis met elkaar, maar ook met Hour of Power. En daar gaan ze zo meteen over vertellen. Want 12,5 jaar geleden zijn ze door de oude dominee Schuller in het echt verbonden in de Christelijke Kathedraal. En dat is natuurlijk een hele belevenis. Maar eerst dit. Een paar maanden geleden deden we in onze nieuwsbrief een oproep aan de kijkers van het Eerste Uur. En een van de eerste kijkers die reageerde was Rien van der Zijs. Want hij kijkt al tientallen jaren naar Hour of Power. En dat ging vroeger via Sky Channel of CNBC of via Euro 7. En gelukkig sinds 8 jaar op een vaste Nederlandse zender RTL 5. Rien en Diet, hartelijk welkom in het programma. Van harte gefeliciteerd met jullie 12,5-jarige echtvereniging.
Dank je.
Moet je even over nadenken. Ja. Dat is zilver, hè?
Koper.
Koper?
Oh, nee, koper.
Oké. Okay. Nou, voor mij is het goud wat jullie beleefd hebben. Ja. We gaan even naar jou, Rien, op deze vroege zondagmorgen. Want je bent al een heel lang trouwe kijker van Hour of Power. Hoe is dat gekomen?
Wij hebben familie wonen in Californië en als we daar zijn, dan gaan we dan ook naar een kerk toe. En in 1975 al zijn wij in de Crystal terechtgekomen. En dat was een hele ontmoeting die ik nog nooit kende vanuit Nederlandse geschiedenis. Ja. Nou, ik ben blij dat we daar geweest zijn. Mijn broer woont daar, zoals je weet. En af en toe komen we er wel eens een keertje. Dus dat is eigenlijk een soort bindmiddel geworden om later te kijken in Nederland. Hey, kan ik dat ook ontvangen? En als we in Amerika zijn, gaan we daar zeker weten naartoe. Ja. En later dan via de schotel. Het werd niet gelijk uitgezonden op RTL 5. Het werd ook uitgezonden op Euro 7 en CNBC en noem maar op. Ja. En dubbel ondertiteld in Duits en in het Nederlands.
Ja, weet ik nog, ja.
Dus het was voor de mensen ook in Duitsland gelijk dat het in één keer kon worden uitgezonden. Nou, vanuit die periode zijn we ontzettend enthousiast geworden. En wat je al zei, 12,5 jaar geleden hebben wij gezegd van nou, we willen nu wat samen verder en we gaan dat vragen of dominee Schuller dat wil doen. Dominee Schuller was in Dodewaard.
Zaltbommel.
In Zaltbommel, sorry. En daar was hij in de kerk en daar zijn we samen naartoe gegaan.
Je was ook in de kerk, bij de kerkdienst van dominee Schuller in Zaltbommel. Wat is daar gebeurd?
Ja. Nou, er is iets bijzonders gebeurd, Jan. Er was even een pauze in de dienst. En wij naar boven, waar dominee Schuller zat voor een kopje koffie. Het idee kwam spontaan in ene. Rien zegt, ik ga vragen of hij ons wil trouwen. En dat was oké. En jullie krijgen bericht. Nou, 29 oktober kregen bericht. 29 oktober 1994 zijn wij getrouwd.
In de Christelijke Kathedraal. Dat is bijzonder, hè?
Heel bijzonder, ja.
Dominee Schuller heeft er een mooie dienst van gemaakt.
Ja, prachtig. Ja, bijzonder. Ja.
Wat hij nog even zei op het moment toen we bevestigd werden, zegt hij, toen jullie de deur binnenkwamen van de consultorie, toen zei hij van, die kwam iets heel bijzonders vragen. En toen we zeiden van, wilt u ons trouwen, zei hij, of course, I will do that. Ja. Het was helemaal ingegeven. Het was zo apart. Ja.
Jullie zijn 12,5 jaar nu in het echt verbonden. En niet alleen samen verbonden, maar ook verbonden aan Hour of Power. Want we kunnen altijd een beroep op je doen als dat nodig is.
Ja.
Je hebt dominee Schuller bijvoorbeeld rondgereden.
Ja, we hadden het voorrecht om 2 keer voor hem te mogen rijden. Hij komt er verschillende keren, was hij in Nederland. Nou, dat vond ik heel enthousiast. Want het is leuk, dan kun je wat terug doen, want hun hebben ons getrouwd. Nou, dat hebben we ontzettend enthousiast gedaan. We gingen naar Kampen, naar Amersfoort, naar Apeldoorn, naar Den Haag. Maakt niet uit waar.
Geweldig. En een van de hoogtepunten voor jullie beiden was 2 jaar geleden. Want daar heeft jouw broer Jack van der Zijs heel veel aan meegewerkt. De komst van 750 Nederlanders naar de Dutch Sunday.
Ja, ja.
Ja, je ogen gaan glimmen.
Ja, dat was ook echt enorm. Dat is iets, dat vergeet je nooit. Ja. 750 christenen. Het was een eenheid, 1 familie.
Ja.
Ja. Ja, hele mooie dingen meegemaakt.
Vorige maand was de jonge dominee Schuller in Nederland. Jullie waren er ook bij in Leiden.
Ja. In de Pieterskerk in Leiden was dat.
Ja.
Ook weer zo'n
bijzondere
moment.
Heel bijzondere dienst ook, hè?
Ja.
Ik vond het fantastisch dat hij ook daar weer was met Donna samen om toch proberen ook in Nederland zijn gezicht gestalte te laten geven. Ja. Want hij moet natuurlijk het werk van zijn vader voortzetten.
Precies.
En dat doet hij fantastisch. Daar zijn we wel blij mee.
We zijn blij dat jullie trouwe kijkers zijn. En niet alleen trouwe kijkers. Jullie zijn ook trouwe supporters, als ik dat mag zeggen. En we kunnen altijd een beroep op jullie doen.
Ja.
Ik heb een verrassing voor jullie. In verband met jullie 12,5-jarig huwelijk. Kijk eens.
Handgeschreven.
Oh, wat personen.
Ja, ik zal het even voorlezen. Ja. Aan Rien en Diet van der Zijs, gefeliciteerd met jullie huwelijksfeest. Wat een eer was het voor me om jullie in de Christelijke Kathedraal te mogen verwelkomen en het echt te mogen verbinden als man en vrouw. En er zijn niet veel mensen die ik me meer herinner dan jullie. Heel veel zegen van God en van mij toegewenst. In liefde, dominee Schuller.
Nou, dat is heel apart, Jan.
Rijk. Ja,
fantastisch.
Dan heb ik nog iets om een speciaal plaatsje in jullie boekenkast te geven. Mm-hmm. Dat is een boekje dat is geschreven door mevrouw Schuller, Arvella Schuller. Ik ken je natuurlijk ook goed. Mm. En dit boek krijgt iedereen die donateur wordt van Hour of Power. Het positieve gezin. Fantastisch. Met allerlei uitgangspunten hoe je nou positief kunt denken in het christelijke gezin. Ik vind het een indrukwekkend boek. Ze heeft er ook over gesproken in Nederland een paar jaar geleden. Ik geef het je graag.
Heel lief, Jan. Okay. Dank je wel.
En ik hoop nog 12,5 jaar erbij. En dat jullie met je 25 jaar huwelijksfeest nog een keer terugkomen.
Dan vieren we dat over.
Ja, okay.
Ik hoop dat Hour of Power veel van deze boekjes mag uitdelen. Dat betekent dat er een hoop donateurs zijn bijgekomen.
Kijk, dat hebben we nodig.
Ja, zo is het.
Nou, ook u kunt dit boekje in uw bezit krijgen als u donateur wordt van Hour of Power. Ons adres verschijnt aan het einde van de uitzending in beeld. En belt u of schrijft u ons gerust. Wij gaan terug naar de christelijke kathedraal voor een bijzondere gebeurtenis. Misschien heeft u het wel gehoord. Een paar weken geleden vertelde dominee Schuller dat de meest bekende stuntcoureur uit Amerika hem had gebeld om door dominee Schuller ontvangen te worden in de christelijke kathedraal. Omdat hij de Heere God had leren kennen. Een hele aangrijpende gesprek voor dominee Schuller. En nu is hij dus in de dienst in de christelijke kathedraal.
Good morning. My name is Robert Schuller, too. Only I'm number one. And before I get you confused, I'll just do what I'm supposed to do. That is to say, I'm very happy today to have as my guest an American legend, Evel Knievel. And I found out what a good man he is and what a great reputation he has all over the country for his generosity and his kindness and his integrity and his honesty. And, he would risk death before he would break a promise to his fans who were expecting something. Throughout his career, he suffered life-threatening falls, such as Caesar's Palace, where he cleared the fountains but had a disastrous fall and would be in a coma for 30 days. Wembley Stadium in London, England, the Snake River Canyon. But he always did his best to get back up from a failed jump. He never stayed laying on the ground unless he was totally out. He's taken a lot of leaps, but today he's taking the greatest leap he's ever taken, a leap of faith in Jesus Christ, and he'll tell us about that. Welcome, Robert Evel Knievel.
Thank you, Robert.
How many of you here are old friends of Robert Knievel? Stand up. Stand up. I want to see you. You recognize some of these fellows?
Yes, I sure do. I sure do. Thank you for coming. Some of them I've known for 45 years. Raced motorcycles with them at Ascot in California. Some are recent friends, but I see my friend Bert Bachman here. I called them all and told them I was going to be here today and asked them to come, so they're here. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, you enjoyed unbelievable success in your career. Tell us about that.
Well, I grew up in Butte, Montana, worked in the mines there underground a mile, and I had a tough life growing up. I was raised by grandparents and they just loved me to death, but I don't know how I got on the wrong tracks. I started off just being a wild person, doing things that weren't right against society. I never wanted to be told what to do. Anyway, I went on through different businesses in my life, and I finally ended up in Los Angeles, started my motorcycle show, and as time went on, I earned a lot of money, and my name got to be known. I was kind of ashamed of the Evel Knievel, but I did the Joey Bishop show one night, and he said, "You got to have the greatest name in show business." I thought if it was good enough for Joey, it's good enough for me. So
I do want to roll a little video clip here so you remember the guy who was Evel Knievel. He's now Robert Evel Knievel. Let's take a look at where you've been. He's in the Guinness Book of Records, having broken more bones than any other human.
My career. The film was shot at the Caesar's Palace jump.
This was a good jump. It was a bad landing.
By a lot of people who are in the film business to be one of the greatest pieces of film footage ever filmed. When John Derrick shot the jump and the takeoff, and Linda shot the landing and the accident.
I landed right on top.
John Derrick kept his word
of the landing ramp.
You know, he could have
ripped the handlebars right out of my hand.
Something with it, but he gave me his word that no matter what happened, that that film would belong to me.
I broke my pelvis, my legs. I had a horrible brain concussion.
He was the only one.
I was unconscious for some time.
I allowed to film.
And when broke
I woke
my wrist
in the hospital after being unconscious for almost 30 days.
I still have the helmet.
A note from John.
I've saved it all these years.
You scared me on this.
Trophy of mine.
I'll never film you again unless you have a parachute. Your pal John Derrick. Here's the film I promised you.
They thought I'd never walk again, but boy, I sure fooled them. I did. This is the Los Angeles Coliseum. I jumped 52 cars in this Coliseum, lined up and stacked up. And this is with my friend J.C. Agajanian, who came and showed you the gold coin I gave him. He said his word was as good as gold. That's a ski jump ramp that I built up into the stadium, practicing the day before the jump, a short jump, not a long one. Quite a ride up to the top of that Los Angeles Coliseum. I needed that to really get going. There wasn't much takeoff room and not much landing room. I used a parachute that was mounted on the back of that motorcycle to stop that motorcycle from going out the other end of the Coliseum. I made it just perfect. There's a few that I made. My grandmother always said to me, why don't you show them some jumps you made, Robert? Anyway, I was glad when that was over, I'll tell you.
He's in the Guinness Book of Records as the man who broke the most bones, 38.
Well, that might be. We better check that Guinness Book of World Records out. I think there are people that have probably broken more bones than that, but they're close enough. They're close enough.
Somebody said, is he going to bring his motorcycle with him? And I said, no, it's in the Smithsonian Institute.
That's where it is. They have one of my jump motorcycles in the Smithsonian. I'm very proud of it. And I am planning to build a new, I'm not going to call it a museum. I'm going to build a new Evel Knievel experience. I don't know exactly where, maybe in Las Vegas. And it'll have all of my memorabilia in it. So anyway, I took a tour of this beautiful place yesterday with Robert. And I tell you something, I've never seen a more beautiful compliment to God and to Jesus Christ in my life than this crystal cathedral. I just got to see.
And when the call came a couple of weeks ago, my secretary said, there's a man on the phone. He says his name is Evel Knievel, and he has to talk to you, Dr. Schuller, because he's accepted Jesus Christ. I picked it up, and you said to me, in my mind, out of the blue, came a line. Do you remember what you said?
Came a line?
A line, you said. You said a thought came into my mind, and it was Evel. The God you're praying to is never going to give you anything.
No, he wasn't. I was empty. I was just empty. The God I was praying to was a God that I thought maybe could answer my prayers, but I didn't realize it. I needed to go through a living God, and I did. And I'm just beginning to really get the feeling of Jesus Christ inside of my body, and it's grown and grown and grown. It's become such a wonderful thing since then. And the time we've spent together, I just can't believe it. I'm so complete now that I'm not even afraid to get on an airplane, fly back to Tampa. That's how I feel. I never thought that I would be there, ever. I just was a person who always believed in God. There was a God, power, But I always had trouble believing in the Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I don't know why I fought it so hard. I just did. But I think maybe it was the power of prayer. Maybe God just got sick and tired of me fighting it so much. He reached out and grabbed me and said, "Look, I just want you. You've got to stop this nonsense. You just come with me." Anyway, before the Daytona Bike Week this year, I started thinking about God more and more, and I called people and talked to them. I don't know why. I just didn't. I called a friend I hadn't talked to in 30 years. His name is Eldon Wright, and he belongs to the New Hope Community Church in Portland, Oregon. I talked to him, and he called me back a week later. He said, "I've had my whole church praying for you. The whole church is praying for you." And I said, "Well, that's not the first time that this has happened. My daughter's had her whole church praying for me in Bozeman, Montana. And my ex-wife, Linda, she's had her whole church praying for me in Butte, Montana. And she's prayed for me for 25 or 30 years that I would become a Christian." And I get letters from people, hundreds of letters from people saying, "We read an article about you where you don't believe in organized religion. You've got to believe in Jesus Christ." So I don't know what in the world happened. I don't know if it was the power of the prayer or God himself, but it just reached out either while I was driving or walking down the sidewalk or sleeping, and it just, the power of God and Jesus just grabbed me. It just took a hold of me so strong, I can't tell you how strong it was. And I became a person who was just filled with Christianity. All of a sudden, I just believed in Jesus Christ. I did. I believed in him. I don't know what happened to me. I rose up in bed in Daytona the second night I was there. I rose up in bed and I was by myself, and I said, "Devil, devil, you bastard, you get away from me. I cast you out of my life." I went to the balcony of my hotel room. I said, "I will take you and throw you on the beach. You will be dead. You will be gone. I don't want you around me anymore." I did everything I could. I just got on my knees and prayed that God would put his arms around me and never, ever, ever let me go. I just, all of a sudden, was just overcome by the Spirit of God Almighty. And my wife, Crystal, she had been trying to help me with things I wanted, even though she didn't believe at the time, and she doesn't believe like I do. She went out and got me a Bible I could read that had passages underneath the verses so you could better understand them. She went and got me a videotape called Jesus of Nazareth, which is a wonderful videotape. She got me a book called The Case for Christ, which is a wonderful book to read. And I've had so much help from my whole family. I know that there's more to life than what I've had. I wrote a book called Evil Ways. I said I've had a life better than any king, any president, or any prince. Hogwash. I didn't have Jesus Christ in my life. I was talking about the Rolls Royces I had, five of them. The Ferraris I've had, five of them. The Stutzes, the Lamborghinis, the jet airplanes, two of them. I flew one alongside of the other so I could read my name on the side of it. Yeah. Evel Knievel. My dad said, "Who are you going to impress? At 40,000 feet, at 600 miles an hour. Why don't you go down and buy a truck, drive along the freeway?" The diamonds and the gold and the racehorses and the women and the booze, I want to tell you something. I've been a sinner. You're looking at a real sinner, but not anymore. You're not looking at a sinner anymore. And I've had everybody... I've had everybody in my family try to help me. My son and my wife came here today from Montana and Las Vegas, and friends that came to see me and be with me. And I'm so happy. This is the biggest step that I have ever taken in my life. Dr. Schuller is right. I'll tell you the difference between a Christian and an atheist. A Christian wants to believe. They want to believe
everything about Christianity and Jesus. An atheist does not believe in God because he doesn't want to. He stays away from it. He gets mad. He doesn't want to hear about it. That's what an atheist is. Do not let us come with any patronizing thoughts in our mind to say, oh, yes, Jesus was a minister of his time, or a biblical person, a person who believed in God, who taught us. He was a teacher, a great human being. Jesus did not offer us that. He didn't offer us that. He was the Son of God. He is the Son of God. And if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is what he says he is, you will surely die. You'll die in your sins, believe me. You've got to believe. Oh, you've got to believe in Jesus Christ. It'll give you... I don't know how many of you here have felt what I have felt. Let me see a raise of hands of how many of you have had the feeling that I am telling you that I feel. Oh, God bless you. Isn't it a wonderful feeling? Isn't it a wonderful feeling to say, I have a God that I can believe in, a real God that I can believe in? Isn't it a wonderful feeling to wake up in the middle of the night and say, well, I'm glad I woke up. I can go back to bed in a few minutes, but in the meantime, I'm going to think about Jesus Christ. It's such a warm, wonderful feeling to me. Dr. Schuller, I don't know how to thank you for asking me to come here. I know that I called you and told you that I wanted to be on your show because I'd seen your show. I watch it every once in a while, and I picked you because I think that you have a message to give to everyone in the world, and I think you do it in such a wonderful way. I wanted to scream to the world that I am a born-again Christian, and I'm so proud of it. I'm just so proud of it. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I asked Robert if he would. He said to me, would you like me to baptize you? I said, I'd give anything to be baptized by you, to be a Christian. I'd give anything to do that. So, if you're ready, I'm ready, my friend.
Robert Evil Knievel, you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
Yes, I am.
And you believe that on the cross he died to save you from all your sins.
With all my heart, I do.
And you believe he lives by his Holy Spirit within you this very moment.
He's here, he does.
Yes. Then I baptize you, Robert Evil Knievel, in the name of the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, his Son, your Savior, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you.
Now may the Lord bless you with eternal life and continue to bless you with the exploding power of faith and hope and joy and love and peace that's in your life today like you've never had it before. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for coming into his heart and life to renew our faith in you and to see that you are alive, reaching out to people and answering prayers. Give him health. Help him through these times when he experiences pain. Bless his loved ones. And the special blessing he needs more than anything else is something I don't know, and only you know it. He'd guess wrong, but give it to him, God. Amen.
Amen.
What do you say after that? Wow isn't even big enough. What a leap. And the Holy Spirit has talked to me this morning. And he said, there's other people here who want to be baptized this morning. There are other people who are ready to make that faith right now. And I want to invite anyone, no matter where you are, if you're at the very top of the cathedral or if you're in the back, in the middle, I want to invite you right now to come out of the aisles and the pews. Come forward right now and make this leap of faith and invite Jesus Christ into your heart. And if you want to do that right now, I'll baptize you this very moment. Let's sing another verse of Amazing Grace as people come forward.
excuse me a minute. Would you make sure the mic's off good? I think I used my time for my sermon. And I don't think I need to give a sermon. I think evil gave us the best sermon we could possibly hear. I think we've had a good day. We're not going to leave you out, Dorothy. Don't worry. We're going to let you sing, and while we have the offering. Is that a good idea? Yeah, you like that idea? Sorry that everything got turned upside down a little bit here, but it's been a Holy Spirit day, is what it is. And so, God, we thank you that you are in this place, that your Spirit is alive, that you are real, that you are calling people to you. And today you used Evel Knievel to bring hundreds of people to you. So you asked us, in fact, you commanded us to repent and be baptized, and today we have. So we thank you for speaking to us, for being our God, for being our Lord. Now, as an expression of our thanks for all that you have done for us, we give you just a token of the goodness that you have given to us. So accept these gifts, O Lord, as a leap of our faith. Our faith to trust that it is impossible to outgive you. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Dorothy. Appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you.
And it's been wonderful having you here today.
Thank you. My privilege to be here.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Thanks. Well, if you want to get connected with other people, other Christians, we'll help facilitate that if you want to. We're not going to pressure you to do that. It's just an opportunity. And if you're watching on television and if you've made a profession of your faith today, please write us. We want to communicate with you and give you some tools that will help you grow spiritually as well. So we just want to give you that opportunity. And with that, let me ask you to please stand and I'll give you a benediction. And now may the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the same triune God in whom you have been baptized, may that God of gods, may that Lord of lords, may the Creator of the heaven and earth continue to be an unending source of love that overflows from your life into everyone you touch this week. Amen.
U heeft gekeken naar, denk ik, een van de indrukwekkendste diensten ooit vanuit de Crystal Cathedral. Wat hier is gebeurd, is niet in woorden samen te vatten. Is ontroerend, tegelijkertijd aangrijpend. En geweldig wat God in een mensenleven kan betekenen. Als God je leven aanraakt, dan verandert alles. Dan word je van stuntman een kind van God. En dat is heel duidelijk geworden met het geweldige getuigenis van Ivo Knievel. En misschien bent u of jij ook aangeraakt en wil je verder schrijven, praten over wat je gezien en gehoord hebt in deze uitzending. Ons adres verschijnt zometeen in beeld en je kunt altijd bellen of schrijven. Heel hartelijk bedankt voor het kijken naar deze bijzondere uitzending van Hour of Power. En ik wens iedereen toe dat wat met Ivo Knievel is gebeurd, dat het ook met u of met jou mag gebeuren. Een hele goede zondag toegewenst en graag tot volgende week.